Hello and welcome to the Get Scored podcast, an outlet of the Kentucky Student Voice team. My name is Francis Massoni, and I am a senior at Lafayette High School in Lexington, Kentucky, and the executive producer of Get Scored. As many know, today marks a little past the halfway point for our legislative session. The yearly meeting between the House of Representatives and the Senate to help create laws to better our Commonwealth. But here at KSVT, we hope to quickly catch you up on the happenings and keep you in the loop as part of our policy pulse check. Please join Nicholas Hazler as he breaks down the need-to-knows about how bills are made in the Bluegrass State.
Hello, my name is Nicholas Hazlett, a senior at Paintsville High School, and I'm here to work with the Policy Pulse Check podcast here at KSVT to let all of our followers, listeners, and members understand the basics of how a bill becomes a law in the Kentucky General Assembly. I will make sure that all of these steps and processes are broken down into 8 different considerations. First, we will review the introduction and a committee referral. To begin the bill process, a bill is introduced to the State House or the State Senate, and a number, title, and sponsor are assigned. It is then sent to the Standing Committee by the Committees on Committees. The Committees on Committees, if you can imagine it in any kind of scenario, is like a sorting room at the post office, where all of these individual packages are being sent to one area of that big warehouse. That is basically what the Committee on Committees is, but in legislative form, political form. It sends bills to their respective areas. For example, if you're dealing with school lunches, probably going to send it to the Education Committee. If you have a bill on Veterans Affairs and dealing with veterans health care, you'd probably send that to the Health Committee or send it to the Veterans Affairs Committee, respectfully sending it to their areas of concern. Second, a committee consideration. A public hearing on a topic if convened by a committee in response to significant interest by its membership, the majority of the chamber, or by public opinion. Following the committee's evaluation, the outcome can be categorized as favorable with amendments, meaning they've added or removed certain things from a bill, favorable with the committee substitute, meaning the committee itself redraws the entire bill and then sends it to the chamber. Unfavorable without opinion means without adding anything to the bill or said anything about the bill is written as unfavorable and goes no further. Or if terminated by the committee's inaction, meaning if a bill is never considered, it's never given a hearing or a vote, the bill is killed by termination of inaction. Third, its first reading. If a bill is deemed favorable, it is then added to the next day's calendar to receive its first reading. In the Kentucky General Assembly, as in many other legislative bodies in the United States, you must receive 3 different readings on 3 different days of your bill with title and sponsor only for a bill to be considered for passage. And this is just its first step. Fourth, its second reading, and then to the Rules Committee. If a bill is read by title again, it is then sent to the Rules Committee. The Rules Committee either recommits the bill or places it on the order of the day. Just like a committee, it rules a bill favorable or that it has standing to be considered for a vote, and if it is, it is then sent to be voted on a specific day of their choosing. Fifth, third reading and final passage. A bill must be motioned by the floor leader, currently Stephen Rudy of Paducah, a Republican, and must be held to a voice vote to open the floor up for debate. After the debate and amendments are considered, a final vote on the bill is taken. For a bill to pass, at least 2/5 of the chamber, 40 representatives of the Kentucky State House, or 16 state senators, and a majority of the members must be present and voting. If a bill contains an appropriation of funds or an emergency clause, meaning money or any special consideration that the legislature must take, it must be approved by a majority of members elected to each House, 51 representatives, and 20 state senators. 6. What happens next? If a bill is defeated, another vote is not likely unless 2 members who voted against the bill previously request its reconsideration and a majority approval. Meaning, if a bill fails with 16 no votes, then the bill needs to be reconsidered by one or two of those in the negative, meaning that the bill could garner more votes in the end. If a bill passes in one house, it is then sent to another, following the same process, basically vice versa, if it goes from the House to the Senate or to the Senate from the House. Both houses must agree on a final form of each bill. If a House fails to concur with amendments, agreeing on the proposal, the differences may be reconciled by a conference committee of senators and representatives, basically a groupthink moment where both chambers come together to hash out their differences on a bill or a proposal so they can cut up the best possible bill to be passed in both chambers. Changes must be agreed on by this conference committee and are subject to approval by both houses and committees. 7. Enrollment. After passage by both houses, a bill is read carefully to make sure the final wording is correct. The bill is then signed by the presiding officer of each house and the Senate and sent to the governor. 8. The governor's action. The governor of Kentucky may sign a bill, permit it to become law without signature or veto. In essence, a governor may sign a bill because he or she may approve of the bill. If they permit it without signature, that means that they either, because of public persona, political reasons, or something may be going on, they don't sign the bill, but it still becomes law. Also, they could veto it. After receiving the bill, the governor will have 10 days, excluding Sundays, to act on a bill. Also, in the veto process, if a governor sometimes does not pass by signature, the bill could also die, depending on circumstances. If a bill is passed over to the governor and then vetoes the bill, a majority of members of both chambers must consent to passing the bill, then overriding the veto. After all of these 8 steps, I hope that you, our listeners, followers, and members of the Kentucky Student Voice Team, can better understand the basics of the Kentucky Legislative Assembly and understanding how and why a bill becomes law in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Get Schooled. As always, Get Schooled, student stories from across Kentucky, is brought to you by the Kentucky Student Voice Team, and you can follow us at Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at KYStuVoiceTeam. While you're at it, it would be greatly appreciated if you could share this episode and subscribe to our show at Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcast. And stay tuned for another episode of Get Schooled.